This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco is about to lose one of its most iconic and unique booksellers. Modern Times Bookstore Collective has been around since 1971, stocking everything from bestsellers to revolutionary pamphlets to all types of Latin American literature. It's a gathering place for social justice seekers and a touchstone for Mission District history. But Modern Times has been losing money for years now, and it's shutting its doors on Tuesday. KLW's Ben Trefney and Josiah Luis Alderete stopped by the shop and recorded this story.
Josiah Luis and I are taking a quick tour of Modern Times Bookstore Collective.
So like in the back here, it's kind of a shrine of sorts, sort of a history.
Yeah, to the LGBT cultura, a lot of it. And then also the beginning of the history of the Modern Times.
Oh, that's right.
The store reflects and respects history.
And it's the image of the Charlie Chaplin gumming up the works.
In the gears from the Modern Times movie.
There's a children's book section in another corner.
And libros en español for niños too. ¿Sabes dónde estás? María, La Fiebre de Oro, and a book in Spanish about Rosa Parks. ¿Quién fue Rosa Parks?
Wonderful.
Wendy Bardsley lives in the neighborhood. She's been coming to Modern Times for years, from when it had a much bigger location over on Valencia Street.
Oh my God, it's such a welcoming place for women, for anybody who's really kind of struggling with all of the money that's in this city right now. It just feels like home. I love to read. Reading means so much to me, and it really feels like home here. I'm really sad to see it go.
Yeah, what replaces a place like this?
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. I mean, it's the rents being so high that is causing them to have to leave, that's displacing so many. And there's nothing that's going to be as much of an asset to the community as this bookstore is. It's just really, really sad.
Modern Times isn't very big anymore. But as Josiah Luis and I walk around, we see how eclectic it still is.
Yeah, that's a great disability and the erotic and sex sections together.
Yeah, they're right next to the cookbooks. I mean, stay at home night.
best bondage erotica, coming out like a porn star. Mm-hmm. Do you dream in colors, forbidden acts?
Learning good consent.
Yes.
That's in the erotica side, that's cool.
That is really good. Hey, consent is sexy.
Up front, store manager Ashton DeVito is serving a customer who's buying a stack of paperbacks.
2816.
How much?
2816.
Have a bag?
Let me see what I got.
Modern Times.
Ashton is the store's book buyer and manager. He's the only person working here on a weekday afternoon. He's here 5 days a week normally, sometimes 7 days.
I'm usually here more than I am at home. Just put it that way.
He used to live two doors down from the old Valencia Street location. He started volunteering there and worked his way up. Ashton says it's unique work.
Oh God, unique as hell. It's just, like, I never know who's coming through the door. I meet some of the strangest people in the city here, and I love it. I absolutely love this place. Hello.
Yeah, I called yesterday.
A man walks in. Ashton turns to help.
A couple of books of a
Poet
Laureate by Herrera.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me go check.
The man's name is David Castro. He grew up in San Francisco back in the 1960s.
Yeah, San Francisco's so small with I went to high school with Carlos Santana, George Santana.
That was such a cool period.
Can you imagine having a pep rally with Carlos and jamming away?
With the afro that he had back then, too. Man.
Yeah. when he was sneaking in the Avalon Ballroom up the street and then down to the Fillmore on Tuesday night jam sessions. The jam sessions sometimes were better than the weekend. But they had the best of the best when Bill Graham was there. I mean, it was just out of this world.
That was San Francisco back when Modern Times opened in 1971. Super vibrant art scene, culture rippling through every block, brought together in books and conversation right here.
No, I mean, they were inspiration. you know, for regular people, intellectuals, non-intellectuals. I mean, they share. I mean, they share the knowledge, the philosophy, psychology of what's going on around the world. And you got a multitude of poets, writers, you know, screen. I mean, it's very artistic. They've always been here for the neighborhood, and not just the neighborhood, but anybody coming to visit. I mean, you got people that come that have all these field trips on graffiti and art on the walls, and all of them walk by here. You know, some of them walk in, some of them don't, but yeah, it's freedom of expression. That's really what it's all about.
Modern Times hosts book readings all the time. Monthly queer open mics, indigenous poetry series, the last one's happening this weekend. It's been a meeting space for activist groups, the Jacobin Reading Club, Gay Shame. The place serves a lot of people. So I ask Ashton,
why are you closing?
We haven't been breaking even for a long time, like a really long time. And we've done pretty much everything everybody involved can think of to turn that around. And pretty much all that's happened is it's kind of set that end date back a little bit. We do like a giant fundraiser or something, and it just pushes it back. Nothing's really pushed us towards profitability. And it's not like, you know, as an anti-capitalist bookstore, you're in a kind of precarious situation when you talk about profit. But it's like we never really wanted to make money or anything. We just wanted to, you know, break even. And we could never really figure that out, unfortunately. Not for a long time, at least. Since the rise of Amazon, it's definitely been a lot harder.
Well, that's the feeling a lot of people have about San Francisco overall, is that it forces people to be very money conscious, money driven. Maybe Amazon or tech has had an impact on that. I know the tech is often vilified for that sort of thing. I mean, is there room for non-profit oriented community businesses in San Francisco at this point, do you think?
Oh man, I mean, it's getting harder and harder. You're right, like the margin for error is incredibly slim. And you know, that always disproportionately affects the marginalized, you know, the low-income kind of people, whoever the ideal target is, everybody who falls outside that range, they're the ones who get screwed by that kind of attitude way quicker. I mean, I still see a lot of hope in the city. There's a lot of great people in the city. There's a lot of great organizations. Growth is really what freaks me out, the idea that, like, something new and cool can pop up. Like, just knowing as much as I know about small business, like the level you need to keep things sustainable, it's getting to the point where I guess if you wanted to do something that was really cool and you didn't have to focus so much on, you know, oh God, how are we going to pay rent this month? Like, that's getting harder and harder to find. You know, when your rent is at least like $6,000 a place for like a closet, you know? Like, what are you supposed to do but focus on money?
Can I ask what your rent was for this space? It's not that large a storefront.
Actually, we had below market rate at $3,900. So, which, I mean, yeah, we don't have a huge storefront. There was a much bigger spot where we were on Valencia. And I know that that's going for, when we got pushed out of there, they said they could get about $10,000 for the spot. And that was, what, 5 years ago? So I don't know what the glasses store that's in that spot now pays, but pass that thing every day.
So Tuesday, you guys are scheduled to close. Yep. What are you going to do then?
Unemployment. I mean, I've been here almost every day for the past few years. I've accrued some unemployment. I'm like, man, that's my goal right now, just kind of lay low. First off, I just need to close this place out, really. Like, it's heartbreaking, but you kind of got to see things through. You know, I'm not about to just bounce when it stops being fun.
Josiah, Luis, and I finish our tour up front.
I was like, I was saying, you know, that this bookstore is the, you go to a section, usually a bookstore will have like one shelf of libros en español, and it'll be like the most awful books. You know, this is the real culture right here. This is the real literature. I mean, Cortázar, you know, Márquez, you know, all the poets. Mm. Yeah, it's amazing. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Modern Times Bookstore Collective shuts down on Tuesday. In San Francisco's Mission District, I'm Ben Trefney.
And I'm Josiah Luis Alderete for Cross Currents.